we bring in Aaron Rial to talk about some social media implications coming out of last night and the whole Twitter Musk stuff. Aaron Rial, social media questions going forward, NBC News Radio national correspondent. Good morning.
Good morning. So there's a new social media app, and for everyone who's annoyed with Elon Musk's completion of this $44 billion deal to purchase Twitter, they have an alternative. It's called Mastodon, and it's a lot like Twitter. There's no audio like TikTok or video, YouTube, Instagram, things like that. It was launched in 2016, and really, it's very similar in terms of functionality. Twitter even has, as opposed to tweets, they're called toots on Mastodon. Retweets are called boots. And it's for people who really, you know, haven't felt that Elon Musk has assuaged their concerns about the potential misinformation and hate speech on the platform. So they're moving over to Mastodon. I wouldn't say it's in huge numbers, but they're moving a little. They currently have 4.5 million accounts. That's next to Twitter's 290 million, but even Elon Musk himself will say that those numbers might not all be actual humans. But what's interesting about Mastodon is that it's open source, meaning that there's no single source code. So Twitter is a single source network, and that means that people who sign up for it, they share content only on Twitter. But Mastodon is what is known as a federated platform. So that means that it's a collection of social networks, aka servers, that all then link up together and are owned by different people or groups. But it presents posts in a chronological order. Now, this is different than Twitter that uses an algorithm to present their posts. Mm-hmm. It has no ads, and it's largely crowdfunded. So it's kind of surprising to me just cruising around this website, finding out. It actually was trending on Twitter earlier this week, which is hysterical. But it's kind of wild, you know, and they're all regulated by the person who runs the server. So if you start throwing hate or some other things around, you can be kicked off by the person who's running that particular server. But then another one can pop up that you can use it on. So it's interesting.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I won't bet against Musk, but I jury's out on the whole Twitter thing. Aaron Rial, NBC News Radio national correspondent. Thank you, Aaron.
Thanks, Jack.